Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You know, in our gospel lesson, Jesus asked, you know, who am I? Who do you say I am? You know, I think that's a real good question. You know, all of us have times like that. You know, somebody said, tell me about yourself. Normally we go, we start there, right? We've all had things in our lives that we can point to that say, hey, this was pretty cool. I shared this with David. I'm going to share it with you. July 4th, 1978, I was teaching at the University of Exeter. I was doing the jazz band program. It was called the International Education Institute. I was doing the jazz program. Major Jimmy Howe, who had been the director of the Scott Guards band and pipes, was the band director. And our program was half British, half American. It was a thing to bring everybody together and show that, you know, we aren't too much different from each other. However, I had to learn a different language because the first rehearsal, I said, all right, now watch out for that quarter note right here. And all the English kids are going. I said, all right, did I say something wrong? Well, that's a quaver. What's a quaver? Well, it's that funny note you said. Okay, so I found out that if you're going to say 16th note, it's a hemi-demi-semi-quaver. And I said, I'll tell you what. You call it what you want, but for me, it's a 16th note. So that's what we're going to do. Well, anyway, we played at Royal Albert Hall on the 4th of July for a 4th of July concert. Jazz band played, the concert band played, and then they had the pipes and drums of the Black Watch Regiment, who is the Queen's Own, and great band, great set of pipes. And they were doing half British and half American. I mean, they were doing Sousa's. For those of you who are in the Marine Corps, Semper Fidelis was one of them, you know, of course. But when we got to the end, the Queen stood up and she was thanking everybody. This whole day was a celebration of the friendship between the British and the American peoples and this kind of thing. Last number on the program will be John Philip Sousa's The Stars and Stripes Forever. And we have a treat for you. It's going to be conducted by an American bandmaster. So I'm sitting there. Would Steve Dygert please come to the stage? Well, if I had false teeth, they would have fallen out. So I got up and I looked over at Major Howe, and he's sitting there with his huge grin on his face. I said, I'm going to get even with you on this one. So I got up there with the band, and I said, guys, we're going to do this Sousa style, so watch me. We're going to speed up. We're going to slow down. We'll stop in the middle of it, and watch me on the last note, because there's a stinger, because it goes, bah, yump, bump. There's that, you know, emphatic thing at the end. So I said, watch me on that. You'll know when I'm going to conduct it. So we did. You know, ba-da-da-da-da. Anyway, we had fun with that. Went well. We slowed it down and stopped it just before we went into that. You know, be kind to your web-footed friends, because that duck may be somebody's mother. Anyway, so when we got into that section, I got the band, we were going, bum ba dum bum ba da ba 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 da ba da da ba 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 da dum ba ba da 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 da. Man, I had them flying. So then we got to the thing and went, yump. I turned around, bowed to the crowd, turned around to the band and went, bump, and we hit the last note together. Band gave me a standing ovation, okay? Turned around to the crowd, and the Queen and Prince Philip are up giving me a standing ovation. All right. Who does that say I am? Doesn't say anything, does it? It's something that David's sitting back there. He's heard the story before. You know, but does that story make me who I am? Think about that for a second. You know, I had a chance to be called up on the stage by the Queen. You know, got a standing ovation from the Queen. Yeah, felt pretty good. But does it mean anything about who I am? It doesn't, does it? And the thing is, we've all had things in our lives we can point to that have been great, just as long as much as we can point to those things in our lives that are not great. Do any of those have anything to do with who we are? No, they really don't. So if you were asked that question, who do you say I am? Well, I'm a Lutheran minister. Okay, I serve God. Okay, what else? Well, it's one of those things, what else do you say? So who do you say I am? A Christian, okay? Think about what Jesus said. Let's go back to our readings today. The epistle. Here we go. Now, when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, thank you, I just couldn't think of it, he asked his disciples, who do people say the Son of Man is? And they said, some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. Okay? So there's some discussion. Who is he? See, there's all these different personas that people see and speak to them. You know, whenever you have a incident that happens, the police have to come out. They talk to all the people. Every one of the people has a different take on what's there. Because we notice different things. What the police have to do is take all of those, put them together, and they can come up with the actual story of what happened. So when you look at this, some say John the Baptist, Elijah, Jeremiah, or one of the prophets, all of those are true about Jesus, aren't they? But now stop and think. Go back to the paragraph before that in the gifts of grace in the epistle lesson. For by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think. All right, now stop and think about that. I just told you about my command performance with Queen Elizabeth. Not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think. Now, I've been here 6 years. Why do you think I've never shared that story before? Because it's not who I am anymore. It's something that happened in my life. So, not to think of himself more highly. See what I'm getting at on that? Make sense? All right. But to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. So when we look at ourselves, if we actually have to put it through the lens of faith. You ever thought about that before? It's what Scripture tells us right here. For as in one body we have many members, and the members do not all have the same function, so we, though many, are one body in Christ. Because it's through Christ we all come together. So when we look at that lens of faith, where is that lens of faith leading us? To Christ. Okay? Having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us. All right, so when we have the gifts of grace, the gifts of faith, do we all have the same gifts? No. I am very right-brained, okay? So my first major in college was aerospace technology, and I took calculus. Got an A in it. I didn't understand it at all. But I can sit there and memorize it. I can still remember when I went and told Dr. McMillan, I'm dropping out of aerospace tech. You got an A. You and Dick Shocker got the two highest grades. I said, Dr. McMillan, we got together the night before the test, and we went through and we did the two hardest problems from each chapter. And they were all on the test. So we just did what we worked out. He says, but it means you can do it. Well, yeah, but doing it and understanding it are two different things. He said, I'm putting you in for advanced calculus. No, we're going into music. Okay. However, when I studied topology and calculus, I used it for marching band on and putting my forms on the field. And it was great because topology talks about forms that move through each other. For marching band, it was great. So no matter what you learn, you can apply it somewhere else. You with me? Okay. But when I look at this, having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us. Well, let us use them in prophecy, in proportion to our faith. Ooh, I like that. In prophecy, in proportion to our faith. Are there modern day prophets? Of course there are. People who the Holy Spirit talks to. In fact, we have one pastor that's Pastor Jack Shahan. I've mentioned it here before, who is a modern day prophet. I have yet to see any one of his prophecies be wrong. The Holy Spirit speaks to him. But the Holy Spirit speaks to all of us in some manner too, doesn't he? So, as it says here, if in prophecy in proportion to our faith, if service in our serving, the one who teaches in his teaching, the one who exhorts in his exhortation, the one who contributes in generosity, and the one who leads with zeal, the one who does acts of mercy with cheerfulness. Each one of those is a gift of the Spirit of God. Do we all have all of them? To a certain extent, yes. But some of us have more in one part or another, right? So, when we look at what we are given through the Holy Spirit, we become closer to Jesus because of our faith. All right, so let's take that and apply it to Jesus. Who do people say that the Son of Man is? And they said, some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, others say Jeremiah or one of the prophets. And he said to them, who do you say that I am? Now you notice what he didn't say. I am. He said, who do you say I am? Simon Peter replied, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered him, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And then he goes on to bless Peter, doesn't he? And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now stop and think about that. Jesus said that to Peter how many years ago? 2,000. Okay. Maybe 1,995 or whatever it is. I haven't figured it out. But when you look at this, this has remained true for 2,000 years. When the Sanhedrin arrested all the apostles when they were teaching about Jesus after the crucifixion, they were going to execute all of them. Gamaliel stands up, names in the Bible, Book of Acts, chapter 2. Gamaliel stands up, and he said, brothers. By the way, Gamaliel is who ran the rabbinical school in Jerusalem, was Paul's teacher. Okay, we know that from Scripture. So Gamaliel stands up, and he says, brothers, if this is of man, it will fade away. If it is of God, it will never go away. And when did he say that again? 2,000 years ago. Was he right? He was. So who do you say I am? You are Christ, the Son of the living God. And the thing I find so remarkable about this, Jesus didn't say that. He didn't have to. It was because of his actions and his love that Peter saw that. So when we go out in that mission field, which is anything outside that door, are you sharing the love of Christ with those out there? Good question, isn't it? And they'll know we are Christians by our love, by our love. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love. May this love, in knowing that Jesus Christ is the Christ, the Son of the living God, keep your hearts and minds on Him always. Amen.